They're shifting tons of earth to try and prevent further problems at the houses on Barbon Hill in Dromore where the landslip happened. It came to light at the start of the week. It was at that point that residents like John Salters, who lives in one of the row of around 8 affected houses, got letters with a bombshell line in them.
On Wednesday morning, my wife, who was working nights, woke up to find a letter through the door. It was hand-delivered, following an engineer's report that there was a risk of the house collapsing due to this ongoing landslip, and to evacuate immediately. So they also told us to inform our home insurers.
How do you feel about how it's all been handled?
Instead of a hand-delivered letter, he should have gathered us all together and delivered us the news to our faces. That would have stopped the Chinese whispers. You know, each resident getting information snippets from other residents, and I think that's mainly where the problem has started.
I'll take you with me.
The development is on a hill overlooking a residential home for elderly people. Officials had wanted to close Skeg House a couple of years ago, but a vigorous campaign was run to save it. Now, because of the threat of the landslip, 17 elderly people have had to be moved out. They've been taken to other trust homes like Crozier House in Banbridge, temporarily relocated to private residential homes, or gone to stay with their families whilst this is sorted out. Melanie McClements was the trust manager with the job of finding places for everyone at short notice.
Some of our residential homes hold spaces for what we call respite clients who come in for short term, or for people who need intermediate care for a couple of weeks. And we were lucky because that's a planned process. So when we know we've a couple of people due in tomorrow, the bed's available for them. So we were just in a fortunate position that one of our residential homes 6 miles away had 6 beds that we could secure. Now, we obviously had a knock-on effect the next day where we had to replan the respite admissions, but on the day that helped us considerably because we were able to maximise those 6 beds at short notice.
Hi, Mr. Pitts, how are you doing? Melanie. How are you doing?
You well?
I'm great, thank you.
Good.
Very welcome.
Thank you.
The Health Minister, Edmund Poots, came to Banbridge to visit the 6 residents who'd been moved there. Amongst them, Jerry U. Pritchard, who takes a refreshingly pragmatic view.
If I lived to the 1st of May, I'd be 93. What do? I mean, we didn't get much time to get out, you see, and stuff and all the nurses had packed all the stuff for us to come away. And they did a very good job in that, you know, getting all ready for us to put us in here. And I've been quite happy here. It's exceptionally well looked after, the nurses and the staff, you know, exceptionally good.
Mr. Poots concedes it's impossible to say when this will be sorted out.
I think that it'll take some time for engineers to assess the scale of risk, how they're going to remove that risk, and all of that will take a period of time. So at this moment in time, everything is very fluid. We're trying to identify what the issues are and to how those issues will be dealt with, and then we can make decisions thereafter.
The Trust says it'll continue to keep the families informed as work continues to try and fix the problem.